Bibles, Chinese, that is, on page, I don't hold anything on something in this head. On page 121.
在中文圣经旧约121面.
You see a lampstand.
你看到一个灯台.
You see a golden incense burner.
也看到一个金香炉.
If you look on page in the New Testament,
那是看新约里面.
On page one, you see the things that were inside the tabernacle. If you look on the bottom of page 160, you see a model, a picture of a tabernacle and its outside court and some other things. These are very helpful pictures. Jesus said, Moses wrote of me.
耶稣说摩西讲到关于我的事.
He says that in John chapter 5 verse 42.
他在约翰福音第五章46节.
What did Moses say about Jesus?
究竟摩西怎么样讲主耶稣呢?
He did not use Jesus' name.
他并没有用耶稣的名字.
He did not tell us in plain language, in his figurative language.
他并不是用很明白的话讲的，却是用预表的话.
Let's look at the book of Exodus.
我们来看出埃及记.
Chapter 27.
27章. 101面.
Verse 9.
第9节.
God is telling Moses how to make it.
神告诉摩西怎么样做这个帐幕.
Exodus 27:9.
出埃及记27章9节.
And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side, southward, there shall be a hanging for the court of fine twined linen of 100 cubits long for one side.
你要做帐幕的院子，院子的南面要用捻的细麻做锥子，长100轴，锥子的柱子要20根，带卯的铜做20个， 柱子上的钩子和杆子都要用银子做。
And verse 11, likewise in the north side, in length there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, and his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver.
11节北面也当有锥子，长100轴，锥子的柱子20根，带卯的铜做20个，柱子的上柱子上的钩子和杆子都要用银子做。
I'm sure you've all heard about the tabernacle.
我想你们大家都听过关于会幕的事.
It's something like this table here.
就好像这个桌子一样.
This is one end, that's the other end, and these are the two sides.
这是一边，那是另外一边，然后有两面.
And these two sides are twice as long as the end.
这个两边比这个顶端是两倍的长度.
All the way around it, it was a cloth veil.
在这个四周围有一个布的幔子.
Why didn't they build it a brick?
为什么他们不用砖头做呢？
Why didn't they build it a stone?
为什么不用石头做呢？
Why didn't they make a wooden thing?
为什么不用木头做呢？
Because they had to move this thing all the way from Egypt to Canaan.
因为他们要把这个会幕要带的从埃及要带到迦南地区。
They moved from one place to the next place to the next place, and they took it down and set it up and took it down and set it up and moved on.
因为他们要从一个地方带到另外一个地方，他们把它装起来又拿起来。
So on the long side, they had a veil, and at the end, they had a veil, and then at this end, at the east end, they had a door.
他们在这个长的地方和后面都是有幔子，但是在前面的地方却是有一个门。
The Exodus 27:16 says.
是出埃及记二十七章。
27:16.
十六节。
For the gate of the court.Shall be a hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine, fine linen, wrought with a needlework, and their pillars shall be four. I read the wrong verse, I think. So I put it down wrong. At one end there was a door.
在一端是有门。
This is the tabernacle.
这是会幕。
And at one end there was a door.
在一端有门。
Only one door.
只有一个门。
Only one door.
只有一个门。
Jesus said, I am the door.
主耶稣说，我就是门。
Hebrews is about Jesus.
希伯来书就是讲到主耶稣的事。
But it's talking about Jesus in Hebrews in the figurative language.
但是在希伯来书讲到主耶稣的时候是一个预表的名词。
Jesus said, I am a door.
主耶稣说我就是门。
The first thing you come to when you come to the tabernacle is the door.
你到会幕之前第一个遇见的就是这个门。
The only way we can come to God is through Jesus Christ.
我们能够来到神面前唯一的道路就是从主耶稣进来。
We come through the door.
我们要从门进来。
Many people are looking for the way.
有很多人就在那里找这个道路。
And if you say, let us all look for a way together, they are glad.
他们说我们大家来寻找这个方法。
But if you say Jesus Christ is the only way,
若是你说主耶稣是唯一到神那里去道路，他们就不高兴。
Why is he the only way?
为什么他是唯一的道路呢？
Maybe we can find some other way.
可能有其他的方法可以到神那里。
There is no other way.
但是并没有其他的方法。
There is only one way.
只有一个方法。
That is through Jesus Christ.
就是借着主耶稣。
One day Peter was preaching.
有一天彼得在讲道。
Acts 4:12.
在使徒行传第四章十二节。
The Chinese says, 出逃一万，他是英国人。对我同学。English. It is easier to preach in Chinese because I preach that so long. Neither is there salvation in any other.For there's no other name under heaven, no other name under heaven, given among men whereby we must be saved.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Now when you come in the door, the next thing you come to is an altar.
当你进了门以后，那么一件物件就是祭坛。
Is the altar.When you come to God, you always have to deal with the sin problem.
你来到神的面前，你必须要对付你罪的问题。
Why is there an altar?
为什么有个祭坛呢？
We bring an animal to the altar, lay our hands on the head of the animal, and say, I'm a sinner. And then you kill that sheep, that lamb, and offer that lamb to God, and you say, I'm a sinner, I deserve to die.
我们来到神的面前，带着牛羊，然后我们的手放在牛羊的头上，说我是一个罪人，然后把牛羊杀了，把牛羊献给神，献给神，然后向神认罪，说我真是应该是该受死的。
I deserve to die, but I'm going to kill this lamb to represent that I deserve to die. The lamb will die for me.
其实我是应该死的，但是我现在杀了这个牛羊，就它代表我，替我死。
And then we come to the next place. The next place there is a basin.
下面一个地方就是一个铜盆。
And when the priest came in to this basin, he first washed his hands and his feet.
祭司他要来献祭的时候，首先洗手，然后洗他的脚。
Why do we wash our hands?
为什么他要把手洗干净呢？
Why do we wash our feet?
为什么洗他的脚呢？
Because maybe I have done some things I should not do.
可能我做了一些我不该做的事。
Perhaps I've gone some places I should not go.
可能我走去了一些地方我不应该去的。
So when I come to God, I want to be made clean.
所以我来到神的面前就要神洁净我。
Many places in the Bible talks about cleanse my heart.
圣经上很多地方说要清洁我的心。
The question is asked in the Psalms, who can ascend the hill of the Lord?And it says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart.
在诗篇里面有个问题说，谁能够登神的山呢？就是那守洁清心的人。
Around the outside of this tabernacle was a court, was a yard.
在会幕的外面是一个院子。
Inside is where we meet God.
在里面就是我们来遇见神的地方。
On the outside is the world.
在外面就是世界。
The world is different than God.
世人是跟神不同的。
There's lying and stealing and hatred on the outside.
在外面有欺骗，有怨恨，有说谎。
God wants us to come to Him.
神愿意我们来到他面前。
But God is not going to live with sin.
但是神不能够与罪同住。
That hating and killing and stealing and lying, that has no place inside.
但是在神的里面是没有怨恨，没有说谎，没有
If I've been on the outside,
若是我从前是在外面
mingling with the world,
就跟世人混合在一起。
Then I come to God.
那我就来到神的面前的时候。
Have I been doing things I should not do?
是不是我曾经做过不该做的事呢？
And wash my hands.
我就要洗我的手。
Have I been going places I should not go?
是不是我去了一些不该去的地方呢？
Wash my feet.
那我要洗我的脚。
The Bible says that the priests, before they go in, must wash their hands and wash their feet, lest they die.
圣经上说，祭司当他们要进到里面去的时候，必须要洗手洗脚，否则他们立刻就死。
Unless they die.
否则他们就会死。
God wants man to come to him.
神是愿意人来到他面前。
But God doesn't associate with sin.
但是神不能够与神有任何
关系。God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
And he wants us to be holy.
他也要我们圣洁。
He wants us to be pure.
他要我们能够纯洁。
Our words, our thoughts.
我们的话，我们的思想。
Want to be pure.
都要纯洁。
The pure in heart will see God.
清心的人才能够遇见神。
If I go out here and lie and then come in here and pray, and go out there and steal and come in here and preach,
若是我
God is not pleased with that.
我出去说谎，然后来到这里，又到外面去偷，然后又在这里讲道，神不会喜悦的。
The next thing we come to is the lamp.
下一件就是灯台。
Is the lamp. In God's presence, it is light.
在神的面前是有光。
Out in the world, it is dark.
在世界就是黑暗。
There's so much of darkness in this world.
世界上实在是有太多的黑暗。
Many people think I'm a very good man. I want you to elect me for some office.
有的人觉得他是个好人，就要他们选自己做
一个工作。I want you to put your confidence in me.
我愿意你信任我。
And I'm glad to work for you.
我很乐意的跟你来服侍你。
Then we begin to examine his life a little.
若是我们看看他们的生活。
And we see an awful lot of darkness.
真是生活里面充满了黑暗。
This man is not as good as what we think he is.
这个人并不像我们想象的那么好。
In God's presence there's light.
只有在神的面前我们能够看到。
God is light.
神就是光。
In him is no darkness at all.
在神的面前就绝无黑暗。
He wants us to live lives that are in the light.
他要我们活在光明。
You are the light of the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
主耶稣说你就是世界的光。
He does not want us to live just like everybody else.
他不愿意我们像世人一样的活着。
And so inside the tabernacle, there's always a lamp there.
所以在会幕的里面总是有一个灯台。
Then...There's another thing there, and that we call a、golden censer. Now, this paper wants to stick together.
里面还有一个就是金香炉。
A golden censer. This thing is a place to pray.
这个金香炉是一个祷告的地方。
Today, we do not use incense.
今天我们不用香了。
But in the Old Testament times, they always used...The incense.
在旧约的时候他们常总是用香的。
This altar is not to put an animal on.
这个坛并不是放动物在上面的。
We don't put a sheep or a cow on here.
我们的牛羊并不放在这个坛上。
This is a small altar.
是一个小小的坛。
It is where they burn the incense.
这是他们烧香的地方。
And they always use the incense when they pray.
当他们祷告的时候总是一边烧香。
Most religions use incense when they pray.
很多的宗教他们祷告的时候烧香。
If you go into a Buddhist temple, the incense is burning all the time.
若是你到佛教的庙里面去它那个香是日夜的烧。
Before you can see it, you can smell it.
你还没看到就先闻到了。
I do not know exactly why they use incense, but most religions use incense.
我不懂为什么他们用香，但是多半的宗教都用香。
And so in the Old Testament, they had a place especially for prayer.
所以在旧约的时候，他们有一个特别的地方，是特别专为祷告预备的。
Now in the back room,There was just one thing.
在那个房子的里面有一个约柜。
In this big box was three things. There was the tablets of stone that God gave to Moses.
在这约柜里面有三件东西，一件就是那个法板，是神给摩西的。
And then there was a stick, a staff,That Aaron carried, Aaron's staff.
另外一个是亚伦手中拿的杖。
And then there was a pot in there that had manna in it.
还有一个钵子里面有马拉。
And what did that mean?
到底是什么意思呢?
That's where God's law was.
那是神律法所在的地方。
You shall do some things, you shall not do something.
上面写着你应该做这个，你不应该做那个。
That staff, that shows that God had led them in the past.
那个亚伦的杖就是表明神在过去带领过他们。
In the past, God has led us.
在过去神的确也带领我们。
There was a pot of manna.
而且有一钵那个玛纳。
In the past, God has provided for our needs.
在过去，神供应我们一切的需要。
When we didn't have any way to feed ourselves, God fed us.
当我们没有东西吃的时候，神喂养我们。
Every part of this points to Christ.
每一个部分都是预表指明是耶稣。
Let's start the outside again.
我们再从外面来开始看。
Just one door.
只有一个门。
We come to God through Christ.
我们是要借着主耶稣才能够来到神的面前。
We do not come because of our good works.
我们不能够靠好行为来到神的面前。
We do not come to God because we give a lot of money to the church.
我们不能够因为捐了很多钱给教会就能够来到神的面前。
The only way we can come to God is through Jesus Christ. He is the door.
这唯一能够来到神面前的道路就是借着主耶稣，因为他是门。
Inside, the first thing we do is to deal with the sin problem.
当我们进了会幕，第一件事就是我们要对付罪。
Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
主耶稣是神的羔羊。
Why do we say he's the Lamb of God?
为什么我们说他是神的羔羊呢?
In the Old Testament times, they used the lamb and killed the lamb as a sacrifice for sin.
在旧约的时候，他们杀了羔羊来作为献祭。
Today, Jesus Christ is the one who suffered for our sins.
那今天主耶稣就是来为我们的罪受死的。
There was a basin there.
有一个洗濯盆。
That's to wash us.
那就是给我们做洗涤。
And it says that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
圣经上告诉我们，主耶稣的血洗净我们一切的不义。
Then we come inside.
我们再进去。
On the right side as you go in, on the north side, is the table.
在北边，有一个桌子。
And on the table is bread.
在桌子上面有饼。
And they put fresh bread on every week.
每一个礼拜他们要放新鲜的饼。
They don't keep old bread there.
他们不留那些陈的面包在那里。
One Sunday morning in Nanjing, I was very tired.
有一个礼拜天在南京的时候我很累。
I thought, I won't get up now, I'll rest a little bit.
我说不要起来，我要休息一下。
I thought, I just preached a sermon I preached before. I'll just give them some old sermon.
我不要预备信息，我就讲一些过去所讲的老信息。
And I lay there in my bed and talk to myself.
那我躺在床上就跟自己讲话。
It's so comfortable to lay here.
睡在那里真是舒服。
But then I thought,Well, now at breakfast this morning, are they going to cook me some new food for breakfast or just eat some leftover stuff?
那天早上的早饭还是他们给我煮新鲜的早饭呢还是给一些留下来的剩菜给我做早饭呢
I got up.
所以我就起来了。
I began to pray and get ready.
我就祷告就预备。
I don't want to give them some old leftover food.
我不愿意给他们一些剩菜剩饭。
On the tabernacle, in the tabernacle, there was a table.
在会幕的里面有一个桌子。
And the Bible says, fresh bread every week.
每一个礼拜都有新鲜的饼。
Fresh bread.
新鲜的。
Enough for all. One for each tribe.
每一个支派有一个饼。
God has enough food for all.
神有足够的食物供应每一个人。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
I have that which will satisfy you.
我能够满足你的需要。
I think we were singing about a satisfier.
刚刚我们唱到神满足我们。
Jesus Christ can satisfy.
主耶稣能够满足我们。
He satisfies men and women, old and young.
他能够满足男人、女人、老的、少的。
He satisfies the well-educated and the ignorant.
他能够满足受过高等教育的，还有没有受过教育的。
I lived in China many years.
我在中国住了很多年。
In the country places, many people cannot write, cannot read.
在乡间有些地方，有的人又不能写字，也不能读书。
I have seen a man sitting beside the table, sitting on the side of the road, and have a table.
我看到有些人在坐在旁边一个桌子的旁边。
And he has a Chinese brush, Chinese pen.
他有一个毛笔。
And the, 我们叫 yin tai, what it was called in English. What's that?
Inkwell.
Ink tablet. Stone tablet. And we rub it. And he sits there and he has a pen and he has everything and he has some paper. And a woman comes along.
啊，他有个砚台，有个毛笔，有些纸，有一个妇人来到他面前。
And she says, please write a letter for my son.
请你为我儿子写写封信。
I cannot write.
我不能写。
But I want to write a letter to my son.
但是我要写封信给我儿子。
So he sits there and writes, and she stands beside the table and tells him what to say.
那个女的就讲她要说什么，然后这个人就在写。
And when she gets all done, he gets all done writing.
她写完了以后。
She wants to write her name.
但是那个妇人就签她的名。
But she cannot do that.
他连签名也不行。
So he just says, I just make a little mark, a little cross here.
要画个小十字架，小小个叉子。
She wants to get a message.
他只是要把这信息给他儿子。
She can't write.
但是他不能写。
And I've seen other Chinese.
我也看到另外一个中国人。
Very well educated.
是受过高等教育。
Very well educated. Graduated from great universities. There's all kinds of Chinese.Some even, some educated.
有各样不同的中国人，有的是受过高等教育，有的是无知。
I want to ask you a question.
但是我要问你一个问题。
Does the gospel of Jesus Christ satisfy an old woman that can't write her name?
是不是主耶稣的救恩也能够满足所有这些妇人都不能够写她名字的呢？
Can it also satisfy the heart of a man with a PhD?
是不是也能够满足一个有博士学位的人的心呢？
Will the same gospel message satisfy? Tell me in the German. Will the same gospel message satisfy both classes?
是不是同样的救恩可以满足两样的人呢？
Jesus Christ satisfies my needs.
主耶稣能够满足我这样年龄。
He speaks peace to my heart.
他将平安赐到我的心里。
Jesus Christ satisfies. On the other side, this side there's a table. On that side there's a light.
这边是有个桌子，另外一边是有个灯台。
And on that is giving forth a light in the dark.
那个灯就把光线照在黑暗里。
And that light is light for children and it's also light for old folks. It's light for everybody. God wants us to walk in the light.
那个灯光是供应老年少年，因为神要我们在行在光中。
And Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
主耶稣说,
And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
主耶稣说我是世界上的光跟随我的就不在黑暗里走
There's also a incense burner in that front room
在那个房子里面还有一个香炉
And that is for folks to pray
是为人祷告预备的
And Jesus says now I tell you I want you to prayBut when you come to me now, don't bring incense. Come to the Father in the name of the Son.
主耶稣说你来到我的面前祷告但今天到神面前祷告不需要带香你只要靠着主耶稣的名来祷告。
In other religions, they use incense.
其他的宗教他们用香。
In the past, the Jews used incense.
在过去以色列人也用香。
But Jesus said, I want you to come by a new and living way.
但主耶稣说我要你们今天来到我的面前是借着一个又新又活的道路。
Okay, that's right. It living away. What verse is that? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 20.
希伯来书第十章二十节。
That's the verse you just quoted. Come by the new and living way.
要借着他给我们开的这条又新又活的路。
Not incense.
不是借着香。
There's nothing wrong in incense, but that is not the way to God.
烧香并没有什么错，但是到神面前的路不是靠着香。
We cannot come that way. We come through Christ.
我们不能够靠香来到神面前，要靠着主耶稣基督来到神面前。
And then we come to the inner room, the Holy of Holies.
然后我们就进到至圣所。
And the Bible says that we come boldly to the throne of grace.
圣经上说我们能够坦然无惧地进入至圣所。
Sometimes we go to see a very important person.
有的时候我们见一个很重要的人物。
Many people used to go to see President Chiang Kai-shek.
有的人过去去看蒋介石总统。
I have seen him.
我见过他。
I've seen him many times.
我见过他好多次。
Because I preach in the President's Church in Taiwan.
因为我在总统的那个教会讲过道。
开过堂。When we come before the President, we don't go in there just anywhere. We go in very respectfully.
我们到总统的面前不是随随便便的，也是很有礼貌的。
I always am thankful for the opportunity to meet important people.
我很感谢神让我有机会跟这些重要的人物见面。
One morning I went to see Hu Shi.
有一天早上我去见胡石。
Hu Shi was a very well-educated man.
胡石是受过极多教育的人。
I don't know what you think about Hu Shi, but I think that Hu Shi was one of the great Chinese men.
我不知道你对胡适的印象如何，我觉得他是一个很伟大的总统。
When I go to see Hu Shi or Chen Shiliang, President of National Taiwan University, or President Chiang Kai-shek, or other people, I feel like I want to have my necktie straightened, my coat buttoned up, and I want to come in the right attitude.
我去见胡石、钱石亮还有蒋总统的时候，我自己要弄得整整齐齐的，要一个很尊敬的态度。
When I come to God, do I want to come? When I come to God, do I want to come prayerfully and reverently?
那我来到神的面前，是不是要带着祷告的心，而且是敬畏的心呢？
We're looking today at two chapters, 9 and 10.
今天我们看到第九、第十章。
I'm going to read a few verses from the 10th chapter.
我要在第十章里面读几句。
Hebrews 10 and 4.
第十章第四节。
It is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin.
因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
In the 10th chapter, it tells us how they used to do, but that won't do now.
第十章告诉我们他们在过去所做的，现在他们不做了。
We come verse 20, by new and living way.
就看二十节说我们现在是借着一条又新又活的路。
We do not come with the blood of animals. We come through the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们今天不是靠着牛羊的血，而是靠着主耶稣的血来到神面前。
I'm going to read again in the 9th chapter, verses 6 and 7.
第九章第六到七节。
When these things were thus ordained,The priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone once each year, every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people.
第六节，这些物件既如此预备齐了，众祭司就常进头一层帐幕行拜神的礼，至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带血为自己和百姓过犯献上。
This book was not written today.
这本书不是现在写的。
It was written 2,000 years ago.
是2000年前写的。
It was written to the Jews.
是对犹太人写的。
And they still had these sacrifices.
在那个时候他们仍旧在献祭。
There are no sacrifices now in Jerusalem. The Jews are in Jerusalem now. There's no sacrifice.
我知道今天在耶路撒冷的犹太人他们不再献祭了。
But when this book was written, they were still offering sacrifices.
但是当这本书写的时候他们仍旧在献祭。
And the writer says, now I want to tell you something. We don't come to God through the blood of bulls and goats.We come to God today through the man you crucified on the cross.
这作者告诉他们说，我们不是靠着牛羊的血来到神面前，而是靠着主耶稣的血。这个主耶稣是你们钉死的。
It doesn't take any courage now to say we don't offer animal sacrifice.
我们今天要说我们不献牛羊，是不需要太多的勇气讲。
But at that time, every morning and every night,On the Jewish altars, they were still offering sacrifices.
但是在那个时候，在犹太人他们的坛上，早晚还在献祭的。
And these Christian Jews were saying, "That's not the way to come to God anymore."
但是这个犹太的基督徒他说，这不是到来到神面前的方法。
Christ has died for us.
主耶稣已经为我们死了。
He is the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
And it is not this way.
并不是用牛羊的。
I do not know what the Jews think when they read the Old Testament.
我不晓得犹太人读旧约的时候他们怎么想。
How are they going to come to God?
他们究竟要怎么样来到神面前？
If they do not believe in Jesus Christ,
若是他们不相信主耶稣，
and they do not offer the sacrifices,
他们又不献祭，
how are they going to come to God?
他们究竟用什么方法来到神面前呢？
In chapter 9, verse 22,
第九章二十二节
it says, almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
二十二节，按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
What do the Jews think?
不晓得犹太人怎么想。
They do not offer the sacrifice.
他们也不献祭。
They do not believe in Jesus Christ.
他们又不相信主耶稣。
They pray to God.
他们向神祷告。
And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
这里说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
Many Jews are thinking a great deal.
有很多的犹太人一定在这件事上思想。
A few years ago, I was in Shanghai.
几年前我在上海。
Hitler drove the Jews out of Germany and Austria.
希特勒把犹太人从澳洲和德国赶出来。
About 3,000 came to Shanghai.
有三千犹太人来到上海。
They lived in the, mostly in the Yangtze Pool area.
他们多半在杨树浦的那个区域。
And every week, I went out there to teach the little German children.
每个礼拜我就到那里去跟那个德国孩子们教他们。
And every week we had a service for the Jews.
每一个礼拜我们也为德国人有一个特别的
And we gave them some coffee and donuts.
给他们一些咖啡和那些小甜圈圈。
These Jews had been driven away from home.
这些犹太人是从家里面被赶出来。
They were in Shanghai.
他们在上海。
And they were glad to receive the coffee and food.
他们很乐意吃这咖啡和我们给他的东西。
They were glad to hear the English language.
他们也高兴听到英文。
They had no hope of going back to Germany.
他们也没有希望再回到德国去。
They hoped to come to the United States.
他们很希望到美国来。
And I was very glad for opportunity to preach each week, or attend the services each week for the Jews.
我很高兴那个时候每个礼拜可以有机会向这些犹太人讲道。
Because they're away from home.
因为他们离家很远。
They were sad.
心里面很难过。
And they couldn't understand what had happened.
也不知道到底什么事发生了。
They needed a savior.
他们需要一个救主。
But they did not find him.
但是没有找到这个救主。
They had no altar.
他们也没有祭坛。
I'm glad for the opportunity of preaching to Jews.
我很高兴神给我这个机会向那些犹太人讲道。
And some of them found Jesus Christ.
有他们中间有些人就认识主耶稣了。
But it's not easy to lead Jews to Christ.
但是要带领犹太人信耶稣不容易。
They have been taught for 2,000 years that Jesus Christ was an imposter.
因为在过去的2000年他们都一直教他们主耶稣是一个被盗的人。
They need him, but they don't know him.
他们实在是需要他，但是他们不认识他。
The Jewish priests needed to make an offering every day.
以色列的祭司他们要每天献祭。
But Christ made one offering for sin.
但是主耶稣他就是为罪就一次献上。
The 10th chapter and the 12th verse.
在第十章十二节。
But this man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Verse 14. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
十二节的基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。十四节，因为他一次献祭，便叫了得以成圣的人永远完全。
In the Old Testament times, they offered the same sacrifice over and over, every morning, every evening, every morning, every evening, same sacrifices.
在旧约的时候，他们献祭早晚都是献同样的祭物。
But the blood of animals cannot take away sin.
但是牛羊的血断不能除罪。
David committed sin.
大卫犯罪了。
Then he came back to God.
他就来到神的面前。
And in Psalm 51,
在诗篇51篇的地方，
he says, O Lord, you don't want these, sacrifices. If you want them, I give them to you.
他说神啊，真是你牛羊你都不喜悦，若是你喜悦，我就给你了。
What you want is a clean heart.
但是你所要的是一个清洁的心。
David lived 1,000 years before Jesus.
大卫在主耶稣以前1000年的。
But he knew that what God wanted was clean hearts, not formal worship.
但是他明白神所要的是一个清洁的心，而不是一个外表的献祭。
And that's what we all need to remember.
我们今天也同样的应该记得。
God doesn't want just a formal worship.
神不是要我们在形式上来敬拜他。
But from the heart to really know him, love him, and trust him.
而是我们心里面真是认识他，而且信靠他。
If you listen to me to tell about Jesus, you will never know Jesus.If you listen to me to tell about Jesus, you will never know Jesus.
若是你听我讲到主耶稣的事情的话，你就永远不能够认识这位。
But if you invite him to come into your heart, you will know about him.
但是你若是把他邀请到你的心里面，你就会认识他。
If you just say, I want to learn about this, and hear somebody talk about him, then I'll know him. No, you won't.
你以为说我要在这方面多学习多听听，然后我就能够认识他。
I'll go to hear some big preacher.
我听到很多有名的讲道。
Oh, I'll go to listen to Billy Graham.
我可能去听戈培里讲道。
you will not know Jesus Christ.
你不能够认识耶稣。
If you say, Dear Jesus, come into my heart and live with me.
若是你向主耶稣说，主耶稣，请你进到我的心里面，住在我的里面。
Forgive all my past.
求你饶恕我过去的罪。
I need you.
我需要你。
I want to know you.
我要认识。
I want to know you for myself.
我要为我自己的缘故认识。
If you invite him in, he will come in.
若是你邀请他，他就能够进到你的心。
And you will know him.
你就能认识他。
You can come to the conference.
你可以来到这个退休会。
You can listen to me preach.
你也听到我讲道。
But you will not know him till you let him come in.
但是你若是不邀请他到你心里的话，你永远不能认识他。
He's outside.
他只是在外面。
But when he comes in,
但是他到你心里面以后，
he will make himself known to you.
他就会让你更多的认识他。
Some people says, my father was a preacher.
有人说我的父亲是一个牧师。
My grandfather was an elder.
我的祖父是一个长老。
Of course I'm a Christian.
当然我就是基督徒呢。
Not necessarily.
不一定。
Not necessarily. It is when you invite Jesus Christ into your heart that you belong to him and he belongs to you.
唯有你邀请主耶稣到你心里的时候，你他比我从前去看他还了解更多。
Yes, after living with her for 60 years, I know her pretty well.
我跟他住了六十年，我实在是很了解他。
If you let Jesus Christ come and live with you, you will know him better.
若是你邀请主耶稣来到你心里跟你同住，你就会认识他。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。